This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the afternoon show. Broads in for the fellas today. Sports Radio 94 WIP 215-592-9494. That's the phone number, as we have had a phenomenal show so far. Thank you to everybody who called in. You make it, not me. I just sit here and push a button. It's Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. So we've had a blast just appreciating the best quarterback in Eagles history, the second best quarterback in the NFL. I would love to say one. I would. But I don't want to be obnoxious now. That's not me, right? That's not my style. So he's number two. And I see it because I have clear eyeballs, unlike our fine producer, Justin Morgenstein, who, by the way, has top five at five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Justin Morgenstein.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So for the top five today, we're going to do the top five things I love most about Jalen Hurts. No, I'm just kidding. We're getting off Jalen for a second.
You wouldn't have a list.
Well, hey, I've said some pretty nice things about Jalen during this show today, but I digress. I'm going to go with the five takeaways from the first weekend without NFL or Eagles football. Yesterday was a weird day, man. Like, I don't know about you, but I woke up and it's like a Sunday and I'm just thinking to myself, where are the Eagles? What's going on right now? I was like losing my mind just sitting on the couch at 1 o'clock thinking to myself, like, I don't know what to do with myself right now without any football on. So without further ado, number five, no game to react to today. Just brutal. Like, as much as I love the Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day and I love rehashing the Super Bowl, and hey, I'm going to continue to do that for a while because that was a special game. I just need something to react to, man. Like, this team was so fun this year. And to me, they're the best Philadelphia team I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I don't know if I'm ever going to see a team that is better than the 2024-25 Philadelphia Eagles. And I just didn't want to ride the end. Like, I want them to play another game this week and see, did Saquon bounce back? Did Jalen keep up, like, playing great as he did the last couple of games?
Of course, I just miss it, man. Of course he did. So, one, I agree with you, but two, I can't agree with you because you want to react to a game.
Oh, I love it.
But I find joy in talking about how we have the greatest quarterback to ever exist, and you don't. So when I came in knowing, all right, you know what, there's no football game, and I acknowledge that, and it would be great to react to another victory because all Jalen Hurts does is win. You know what would be fun? Reacting to a Super Bowl championship because our quarterback was Super Bowl MVP and balled out and was sensational. I don't need the game reaction when I have that lined up. You don't see the greatness in this conversation the same way that I see the greatness in this conversation.
Well, I'm also an impatient person, and I am still celebrating the Super Bowl. I am still on a high from what was just an unbelievable game last Sunday. But at the same time, like, that's next week. It's going to be 2 weeks away. Like, I need something new. Like, I need something fresh so badly.
You had something last night. Your sport had the biggest event of the year.
Well, we're getting to that.
Your sport had the biggest event.
We're getting to that. Okay. So, number four, subjecting myself to NBA All-Star Weekend, except for Mac McClung, like, who was great. Between Mac McClung got started with his dunking, like Andre Jackson and whoever they had, like, couldn't make a dunk through the first two rounds of, you know, the preliminary part of the dunk contest. Between that, between CP3 and Wemby getting disqualified for basically cheating the system in the skills challenge. Like, what are we doing? Just do the freaking skills challenge. I don't understand what's the difficult thing about that. The commentary from Kevin Hart over the intercom during the game last night where he's annoying the players more than anything out there on the court, which just was, it was awful. It was insufferable. They have a problem. NBA All-Star Weekend might be cooked. And it was bad. It was bad, man.
It was so bad. And what bothers me is I'm a huge hoopsman. I think all of us who are sports fans love basketball. And it is an unwatchable product. Not just the weekend. It's everything.
And even, like, I thought the format wasn't great. Just the games to 40 themselves, because, you know, two teams only play one game to 40 and then they're done. It was 3 hours of All-Star game content, I guess you could say, last night. That was the window of, you know, start to finish. It felt like they played 40 minutes of basketball in those 3 hours. And then there's so much side stuff going on. And it was just such an uncompelling watch. And I'm thinking to myself, when I'm a kid, I used to stay up on Saturday nights for this. And I used to look forward to the All-Star game on Sunday. And now I've almost am losing complete interest. So it's in a bad spot. It's in a bad spot for sure. But moving on to number three here, you know, to go along with that on Saturday night, the NHL Four Nations, by far the winner of the weekend. And I know I don't even have to, you know, preach to the choir here, but it was phenomenal. Like, U.S. versus Canada, we mentioned it right before the break. Three fights in 9 seconds, just insane. The anthems, the amount of political tension I felt for a sporting event. Like, I haven't felt that way before a sporting event in a long time, and that was only my second game of the tournament watching. So I'm going to be locked in Thursday night. It's going to be really exciting for Boston. I thought, by far, the winner of the weekend, NHL Four Nations.
Yeah, I loved it. Oh, it was so good. I obviously miss playing. I think everybody who played a sport growing up, whether it's football, hoops, hockey, whatever, it's a part of you, right? Obviously, that's why it's hard to transition whenever your career is over, because it was part of who you were and your identity for so long, and people have a difficult time shifting gears. And it's not easy. I was just lucky enough to find this because I was more passionate about this than I was hockey, and hockey was my life for 20 years. So I had an easier transition than most. I always miss playing the game. But that first 9 seconds, I wanted to be out there. I missed. After that 9 seconds, and then you dump a puck in the corner, and unfortunately I was a defenseman, so if another team dumped, but you know what's coming, you're going to get hit. That intensity, that insane amount of hatred, I wanted to be out there so bad. I almost put all my gear to watch on the couch.
Well, maybe I'm missing something, but I think hockey and soccer are the two sports where internationally it just means more.
Huge. I'll tell you why. Growing up, so I got mocked on one of my Flyers in 50s for this because it was around the time, but the World Juniors is a huge. You grow up, so these guys that are playing in this tournament, when they played U18, they all played each other in this same tournament for U18. U20, same thing. So you grow up and you play internationally all throughout your career and you face these same guys. So you saw them at U18, you saw them at U20, you saw them here, you saw them in the Olympics, you saw them now in Four Nations. So it's Canada, USA, these NHLers from the time they're 16 all the way through facing each other for gold medals. 6, 7, 8, 9 times. It international play in hockey is part of the fabric. It doesn't relate in all the other sports.
And the league also comes out a big winner in this, just considering they replaced their All-Star Weekend with this.
Like, yeah,
people are way more tuned into this than they would be an All-Star Weekend.
And the NHL is not doing good things normally, so kudos to them.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, number two, as we move on here, yesterday waking up, and I kind of mentioned this right at the top here, but with no plans and with just like no juice in the city. It was a little weird. I know it was raining. And I know it was like a gross morning or whatever. But for the past few Sundays, I've been so used to getting up. I have an apartment in Center City here. I look out of my window and there's Eagles jerseys already walking around. I went to the divisional game. I went to the conference championship. Like, I plan my days around going there, around tailgating, just around the whole, you know, everything that comes with going to a game or watching a game. Like, for the Super Bowl, I wake up and I get my coffee on. I'm getting my stuff together. There just was none of that yesterday, and I felt empty inside almost.
I understand. I had a shift in the middle of the afternoon, but even doing the shift, which I love talking to everybody, because the game ended, right? It was a week ago that day. You're right. I've been coming on the air reacting to the parade Friday night, reacting to winning a Super Bowl if they win the Super Bowl. A Sunday afternoon on a rainy day, there was some Phillies talk. We were preparing a little bit for baseball. So there was a shift to a degree in that. And I went in. It was a different style of shift, even for me on the air. So I get that. You wake up on Sunday yesterday, it's a different vibe.
And even on Saturday night, like walking around the city before a game on a Sunday, the city's all lit up green. Everyone's still rocking their gear. Everyone's talking about the game tomorrow. And, you know, I'm sad it's over because this was such a fun ride and it was such a lovable team, obviously.
Oh.
I have never said they were a lovable team.
This lovable is, team.
I told you, best Philadelphia sports team of my lifetime.
Well, I mean, that only happens if you have the best quarterback.
Oh, well, there you go. He is the best quarterback in Eagles franchise history. We'll say that.
And the second best in the NFL.
Well, we'll see. But anyway, number one on that list of things that just felt weird yesterday with no NFL or no Eagles, my betting mind is just out of whack right now. I mean, I am betting on some just absolute sick stuff right now.
1-800 gambler,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, like college basketball went horrible on Saturday. I'm starting to dabble into like the three-point contest, and Dame Lillard just puts up an absolute nothing burger on me. It's bad.
Bro.
It's bad. I need the NFL back. I need to wake up on Sunday and place a parlay for plus 8,000 or whatever. I'm a mess with the gambling. I got to get it together.
I'd rather go darts on something I can't watch. I'd rather set it and forget it on a program that I can't even consume legally in the United States compared to betting on Damian Lillard in a three-point contest. What are you doing?
It's funny. I looked at all the contestants. And immediately I checked off Tyler Herro, like, yep, nope, no way. He wins it, obviously. But USA Moneyline, never a doubt. Saturday night.
You took it?
Yep, absolutely.
What are you taking Thursday?
Come on, baby, the Americans.
All right.
Come on.
You got passion for
I'm
that.
I'm feeling patriotic here.
You don't have passion for my quarterback.
I do.
Phenomenal job, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very good job. That was sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of February. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Sensational work out of you. Never doubted you. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone calls as we react to Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Mike in Westmont, you're on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I love the topic of the show, and I wanted to say I have actually, like, been following you for a while from, you know, when you were in other places,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I think everybody gets better at their job, but I think you're doing a great job lately.
Well, thank you, Mike. Seriously, that really means the world. Thank you.
I listen to 94.1 in the car every single day. And probably too much.
No such thing, Mike.
But I did have to call you out a little bit.
Please.
You had a show, it was probably like 2 months back, and it was after one of Jalen's like not great games. And the subject of the show was, did they bring in Saquon to hide Jalen's deficiencies?
What?
You and I had a nice hearted argument, you know, like lighthearted argument.
I think that was someone called Brady, not Brody.
No, I was.
You sure that was me?
It was you.
Wow.
And you told me that, I mean, we got into all of it. I got into the tush push, everything you're saying today. And you said at one point that the salary cap didn't exist for us because Howie's a magician.
Oh, well, I agree with that still. That I stand by.
So, as much as, you know, like I say, I love the topic of the show.
Yeah. No, that's
listen. Need you to make a little like
look at you,
there,
Mike. I know, Mike. You see, you are a methodical one. You are a methodical one.
Pulling receipts.
First off, I respect the receipt pool for sure. But I like how you started the call off by appreciating the improvement. I think you methodically went into this phone call, Mike. Did you?
A little bit. My son and I are, you know, fanatical. We watch every week, and we've loved Jalen since. You know, he came in for that game in relief.
Yeah.
And we went over and got a Christmas tree because it looked like the game was over. And we're listening to it on the phone as we're picking out a Christmas tree. And he throws a friggin' bomb, you know.
Amazing.
And we're like, this guy. Like, and then we've just been huge Jalen fans. You know, I know his deficiencies, but I think he is, like you've been saying all day, I think he's just a friggin' winner. And
yeah.
He doesn't care. And it's just like, whatever it takes.
You listen, you know? I'll respond to you, I want to keep you on why I do this, but I say the same thing about Nick Sirianni. Anytime someone brings up my past takes, I acknowledge it. Listen, I was not a Nick Sirianni guy early this year, even in the offseason. I didn't get it. But then I really learned about his greatness. And there were times earlier this year with Jalen Hurts with those turnovers. And it's not a Jalen thing. If any quarterback was turning the ball over at that rate that we were having, then there's no doubt about it, I would be frustrated. So in the early stages of the 2-2 start, and even maybe a couple games after the bye week, I was still uncertain about Jalen. But once they started putting it together and I realized, okay, you know what? That's the guy I remember when he's at the top of his game. That's the guy who wins a lot. That's the guy that defines, you know, the personality of this team. Then obviously I got sold again. So there's no doubt about it, Mike. There was a time where I was a little bit confused on who Jalen was, but I've learned to love him for sure.
Well, you know, it adds something like when he throws a touchdown, like when he throws a dime to Devontae Smith, me and my son just scream at each other, he can't throw! You know, like,
yeah.
What everybody says about him, we just, like, you know, yell at back. So it adds something to it. But
He can't read a defense, Mike.
No, he can't. No, he can't go to the left, right? Or was it the right? Which one was it? Todd Bowles said?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Mike, thank you so much, man. I greatly appreciate all the kind words, even though going to recede on me. Listen, the beginning of the year, he was turning the ball over a lot. There's no denying it. And I didn't know if that was going to continue. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. But then there was a time where I realized, oh, yeah, we got the Jalen back. And once we got the Jalen back, I love the guy. I love the guy. This is Jalen. Jalen's back. This is the Jalen. This is the Jalen more than not. If you were going to say, what's the substance or the foundation of Jalen? This is the foundation. Now, he has hiccups, but those are hiccups. I didn't know if they were hiccups at the time or if that was the real Jalen. Now I got a big enough sample size to know that this is the real Jalen. And whenever there is some uncomfortable moments, which every quarterback has, that's the outlier. At the time, I didn't know yet. I know now. I know now. This is my guy.
Speak for yourself. I never doubted my quarterback.
Oh, you are such a savage. You got this guy out of the top five in our Twitter poll.
I said top five.
Uh-huh.
Number five, I have him.
Oh, number five. That's pretty close to out of the top five.
Huh, close, but not.
Who do you got? Mahomes, Lamar?
I would say right now I would have Mahomes 1, Lamar 2, Josh Allen 3, Burrow 4, Jalen 5.
Yeah, Jalen's number 2 on that list. I got to teach you a thing or two about the film. We'll get the all 22. You'll come in here. I'll settle it in.
Got to see the plays. He checks at the line.
I'll show you all the details, all the intricacies. Then I'll have Jaws come in, Seth Joyner. I'll bring in all the big dogs here about the football men.
Dude, meanwhile, Joe Giglio, Seth is so funny.
For he's the best.
Years just so angry at the football team, and this year he just turned into, I love him.
Because as football
guys. Hey, they won the Super Bowl, so the guy might know a thing or two.
As football guys, when Seth and I see it, we just know it. You just understand. There's something about it. And as Seth and I just have probably the strongest football knowledge at the station, it's hard sometimes to express things, J-Mo, you know?
Hey, you're a breaker down of film. I guess I'm just a, you know, peasant.
I don't know where that was going. I don't know. Let's go to Seth. Hey, Seth, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
What's
thanks
up, Seth?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
Two things. First thing, I was at the parade this past weekend and saw absolute cinema. Jalen Hurts, they're on the buses riding down John F. Kennedy, turn onto 16th Street, and you can just see him standing next to Jeffrey Lurie, looking swaggy as ever, holding that Lombardi trophy, and you just look up and you're like, that's my quarterback. It's the coolest feeling in the entire world. Second thing, I'm from D.C. My dad's from Philly, raised me right. Diehard Birds fan, all Philly fan, of course. And I constantly had this argument all season long with my fellow Washington Commanders friends about Jalen Hurts this, Jalen Hurts that. And it's like even after they win the Super Bowl and he wins the MVP, we had an argument the other night. And they can't come up with anything. How can you deny stats? You can't deny rings. You can't deny Super Bowl MVPs. So I'm just stoked. That guy is a stud. He, you know, everyone always comments like the most, and another caller said this earlier, but like everybody always says, what's the most important position on the football field? It's always the quarterback. and then you see them win, and no one wants to give credit to Jalen Hurts. But in reality, the quarterback is by far the most important position. He's a, you know, he wins games. He goes out there. Sometimes it might be a game management game where he's reading the defense and giving the ball to Saquon, but everyone just kind of forgets that that happens, and they just look at the stat line and see Jalen Hurts for 200 yards and one touchdown. It's like, that doesn't always matter, and I think this year really showed the intangibles that Jalen really brings. So on Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, that's my spiel about the best quarterback in the NFL.
You're a very intelligent man, Seth. Thank you so much for your call. Jalen's only going to get better. I relate this similar to Cooper DeJean, similar to Quinyon Mitchell, right? These guys are fantastic. They are phenomenal in the secondary. They're just getting started. The game is going to slow down. The game is going to get easier to process. You're going to have more time to make plays. Your understanding of tape, your film study, the way you work in the gym, just knowledge of knowing what a season is like, the grind, the whole thing. You're only going to improve. Jalen's only going to improve from winning this Super Bowl. And you know what? With all this hate that goes towards him or the disrespect, as someone who really does want to stop the madness and stop the chaos that gets spewed out there publicly from national talking heads and from anybody in general, the slander about Jalen is so ridiculous it makes me pissed off. As much as I want to try and eliminate that from existence, I also think that's what makes him tick. Even if he plays the card that at Alabama, Nick Saban, rat poison, don't pay attention to it. Maybe us, the ones who really enjoy him, maybe we get to benefit from all the nonsense because he bottles it up to prove people wrong. There was that picture of him walking in New Orleans and they were getting ready for one of those media days, or it was one of the days when they were getting ready to go down to the Super Bowl where it was being played. And on the NFL Network, there was a question being posed about throwing interceptions, and you could see him acknowledging it. You know what? Bring on the chaos. There's a part of me that wants it to keep happening because that's what makes him the crazy psycho that he is. That's what makes him want to prove everybody wrong. That's what makes him go out there and throw beautiful bombs nonstop because he heard 63,000 different media members say he doesn't know how to. So part of me wants to fight back and say, bring it on. I got to protect my QB. Like, my name's Landon Dickerson, okay? Like, my name's Jordan Mailata. Like, my hand's in the dirt as one of those offensive linemen. But then there's another part of me that says, you know what? I think that's also what makes Jalen Hurts go do his thing. That's what makes him angry. That's what he thinks about when he's squatting 600 pounds. That's what he's thinking about when he's in the weight room and he's working on his chest press and this and that. When he's studying film, all of it. That speaks to his greatness. So I'm somewhat torn. Let's go to Big V. Yo, Big V.
Yo, bros. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yo, man. Happy Love Hurts Appreciation Day.
Happy Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day to you as well.
Yeah, listen, man. I'm loving the show. Brody, I'm going to warn you. You should be careful because this show is so hot right now. Spike may find a way to fire you.
So. Oh, don't say that. That's I love Spike. Me and Spike are good. I love Jack. Me and Jack are good. It's just friendly love. That's all.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I love Spike like I love a toothache. But
it's just sports. At the end of the day, it's just sports. That's all you got to tell yourself.
Yeah. Well, listen, we appreciate this day where we acknowledge, you know, some of the people have been wrong about our quarterback, and he went and proven that. Yet we still have some people, like the guy next to you, who says that, yeah, he's great, but, you know, and they come up with all of those excuses. And to me, they're in denial. They were wrong. They don't want to admit that they're wrong, so they're in denial. And to me, denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Listen, I can't get into the heads of the, and I'm talking about anyone in general who feels a certain way about Jalen. As much as I try and, I don't want to say justify, but I try and see where they're coming from, because that's what I like to do. If I disagree with someone about something, I like to see where you're coming from, and maybe I understand it, maybe I don't understand it. When it comes to Jalen Hurts hate nationally and anything, I can't even find a way to rationalize it after a performance like he had in the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl. So I can't get into their heads and even find their side of it. It kind of confuses me.
See, and I'm with you, bro, because people generally try to dazzle you with their brilliance, but if they can't, they generally like to baffle you with their BS. And I just don't have the proclivity nor the intellectual discipline to fall down those rabbit holes.
That's a good way to put it.
But yeah, I mean, look, let's give it to them. You know, people talk about their top five, their elite quarterbacks. But, you know, this year on this station, and all of the people that they had above Jalen, in fact, most of them, Jalen wasn't even in their top five, all of those elite quarterbacks that they talked about did not win the Super Bowl.
And they probably, some of them, won't win the Super Bowl. And I Big V, I like some of the, I like Lamar Jackson. I genuinely did. If there was a world where I never knew about Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow was my quarterback, I'd be happy. That's a very, very, very good spot to be. But Jalen's done something that they have not been able to do yet, and I can't discredit that. Jalen has bought a, if the argument is, Big V, that Pat Mahomes is in their way, then Jalen Hurts shouldn't have a Super Bowl championship. But obviously he's beatable, and Jalen Hurts was able to step up and kick ass twice now against that Chiefs team. So there's no excuses of being in the AFC and that being a stop thing, like, oh, Josh Allen's being stopped because of Pat Mahomes. No, you can beat Pat Mahomes. Jalen's done it now twice, or maybe he is that unstoppable, but Jalen's that elite that he's the only one who can stop Pat Mahomes. I don't know which one it is yet, but you can beat the Chiefs. Jalen's shown it. Those other quarterbacks cannot yet.
Well, a lot of us knew that the Chiefs were suspect because of their offensive line, but you and I agree with you 100%. I mean, you look at Patrick Mahomes and, you know, potentially, as some of the callers say, is a definitely, you know, they're making his mold for his statue in Cooperstown and then in the NFL Hall of Fame. But, yes, Jalen beat him. In fact, we're talking about the, you know, Super Bowl 2022, where he should have, but it wasn't, you know, for the turnover. 23, where he should have, but the exception of the team just imploded after being 10-1, up until now, where they eliminated all doubt of people of who we are and who he is. We have an elite quarterback. Our team right now is focused to be the next dynasty. Get over it, people. You are wrong. Admit it. Why don't you just ride this wave of success?
Oh, man. Big V, I love you. That's funny. You're right. We're talking. Make it make sense. Are the Eagles ready for a dynasty? Jalen Hurts isn't good. How does that happen? We ready for a dynasty? Jalen Hurts isn't good. That doesn't even make sense. I'll tell you what. Football guy here. Just giving you the facts. 215-592-9494. We have one more segment to go. We will rock your phone calls the rest of the way on this Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back. WIP Afternoon Show, Broads in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the final segment of the show. I'd go for 10 more hours. You kidding me? 215-592-9494. We're going to rock your calls here. First, our Twitter question. Let's get the update. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with the custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, so our final poll question numbers. Where would you rank Jalen Hurts compared to the league? The best in the league got a whopping 8%. Top three, 29%. Top five, 53%. That was the winner. Out of the top five, 10%. Now, I stayed away from the mentions. It is a zoo. It's a zoo. I don't want to be involved.
Never a doubt.
I don't want to be involved. All right, so let's go to the phones. I know people are waiting patiently. I'm going to do my best here to get everybody in. Let's get to Noel in Boston. What's up, Noel?
Great. Hey, let me get off my headset here.
Okay.
I'm lucky it's you and not Spike.
thank you. So first off, I want to say I really appreciate you doing this topic. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm gonna echo another caller. I think like four callers ago. You and I, man, we went at it one day.
Uh-oh.
I was down at a Clarkville Pizza, University of Penn, in the car, and had to pull over because I apologize, but I lost my crap and I was shouting. You were shouting.
Me? But me shouting?
Maybe not shouting, but voices were elevated. But I just want to say, I just want to say I really, really appreciate this program. I had a couple things I wanted to say really quickly. First of all, I have a question. Would you agree that this year's offensive line, with Jason Kelce departing last year, was way beyond our expectations of successful, maybe even better? Because all I heard all season, especially in the Super Bowl, that this is the best offensive line in the NFL, maybe the best offensive line ever. Would you guys agree with that?
It's up there for sure, and I think the size of Mekhi Becton really helped out there. Now, the one I would put it up again, and this is just off the top of my head, is the year where Brandon Brooks was here at right guard, and I remember
he was great.
Yeah, that offensive line was pretty gnarly too, but just the fact that we're comparing those, it's right up there. This could arguably be the best offensive line, yeah.
Well, the reason I brought that up, the point I was trying to make is, at the beginning of the season, we all heard that Jalen was taking over the responsibilities of making the checks, the line checks, right? That's something Kelce had done. He was taking on more responsibility at the beginning of the season. I saw, and what I think is great about the era that we live in is all the cameras, all the video, all the content. You guys were mentioning it earlier, all this content that's been flowing into your phones and your computers since the Super Bowl. I've seen a lot of great stuff of people out there doing all 22 reviews, and I saw two last night from two different analysts that said, from what they can tell, they think Jalen may have audible is that were called the Super Bowl. And he's been doing that all season. You made a point. The huge run against New Orleans back in, what was that, week four?
Yeah, week three.
Week three, week four. He checked into that run. Right, the Dallas Goedert catch against I think it was like week eight. He checked into that play. He's been doing this all season. He took this responsibility on. And again, you know, when I first called, and I was talking, is it Justin, the producer? I'm sorry if I missed.
Yeah, no, it's Justin.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, Justin. When I told Justin, I said, "Look, I love this station. I'm born in Philly. I've been living in Boston area for the last like 30 years. Raised my kids as Eagles fans. My kid wears Eagles jerseys at school every day. He's converting kids up here. You know." I bleed green, but I love listening to this station because it's my way to connect to the city every week and stay involved with the Eagles. But in October, man, I had to stop listening because just the amount of just negativity towards the quarterback, particularly on the morning show and the afternoon show, I just had to stop. And I even called those guys one day and said, this is the first time I've called in like 5 weeks, and I'm just calling in to tell you that I can't even listen to this station anymore because of the bashing of our quarterback who does nothing but win. He's done nothing but win since he's been in this league. He's done nothing but win since he's left high school, despite the fact that he's only had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row once. Imagine how great he would be. And so, I mean, I could go on and on. I just thank you
now,
for
listen,
having the
listen,
show.
Listen, I will say this,
we
though.
We are so lucky to have this dude as our quarterback of this football team
we
in
are.
This time. And I think we could go on a serious run with this dude. I don't know if he's like the Jordan of the NFL or whatever he is. I definitely think he's the number two quarterback right now. I mean, you got to put him there. First of all, you do. Lamar hasn't won a Super Bowl. And I don't know how many playoff games Lamar's been in, but I've seen in gotta-have-it games from Lamar Jackson, he's had one good half of football, and that was the second half of this year, but he still didn't win the game.
Listen, all good stuff, Noel. I appreciate it. I'll say this in regards to maybe how certain people feel. Ike puts up a fight. All right, listen. You want to rock with Jalen, and others don't rock with Jalen. Don't tune out. Ike's putting up the fight.
I mean, you're allowed to also adjust from week to week. Like when they were 2-2.
Oh, I didn't like
the beginning
early.
Of October, and Jalen was turning the ball over. What are you supposed to do? Not criticize the guy?
No.
Too now
much.
You give him his flowers because he's played two tremendous games and just won you the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Like so, you can't be mad about people being negative when he's 2-2 and they were off to a terrible start to begin the year. Not terrible, but below expectations.
Sure.
And you were fair to criticize him. Now you can, you know, change your opinion and give him his flowers. And that's what I've done. That's what a lot of people do.
In October, because he did specifically say in October it was difficult to listen, the team was in shambles in October. Now, to their credit, they did something really remarkable in the middle of a season to figure it out. But if you're angry about the tone of the team, and no, I appreciate your call, obviously. I'm just saying, in October, if you were very upset with this football team,
I do think it's valid. And
I am
do
the
think
biggest
it's
Nick Sirianni guy, and I have been since the day he was hired. I, you know, even throughout his post game or his initial press conference when he was hired as the head coach, I was like, you have to give this guy a chance. You're not judged based off at the first press conference. Like, after the Saints game, I was fed up. I was pretty much done.
And even after the Browns,
and they'd won that game too. He's going back and forth with the fans. Like, that bye week, whether it was Jalen, whether it was Nick, whether it was a combination of both of them when they met, something changed. And that is probably going to go down as the most significant bye week in Eagles history.
For sure. All right, listen, there's no text line today, but if there was a text line, it would be brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. Back to the phones. Music City Mike, you're on WIP. Yellow. Oh, no. We haven't had this happen all show long.
Hey, how are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
We got
you. Great show. Great show.
Thank you so much.
Go Birds, man.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Hey, listen, I've been an Eagles fan, man, basically my whole life. First Super Bowl I ever watched was, I think, Raiders-Eagles, the first one I have cognitive memories of. And I'm certain that I have gear that's older than Justin is. But you guys are doing a super good show tonight, and I just appreciate you giving me some time. Because I have to eat crow. A few months ago, I'm the guy who comes on the show saying, oh, there's a reason Saban took him out of the game, you know, stuff like that. And last year, when they lost six games in a row and shit, I mean, just fell apart in Tampa Bay, I'm like, fire Sirianni. This guy has to leave. I mean, what are we even doing with this nonsense, yelling at fans? You know, you're the head coach. Act like it. And I was wrong. I mean, I still feel that, you know, everybody changes. Like you just said, Justin, you know, he didn't play great in the beginning of the year, give him his flowers now. In 2021, when he started and was so great, I had so much hope. It's kind of like when you know someone has so much potential to see them fall back, you just then all of a sudden are like, oh, this is, you know, you want the best for them. But sometimes that can come off negative. So, appreciation to the Birds. Thank you, Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you, Jalen Hurts. And then I start thinking about, man, not just that he's done a great job, but what he's done. If you go back to college, you know, my comment about Saban, how many other people get through what he went through? How many people make it to the NFL and succeed in their dreams after what happened to him? And you watch him, and he's so self-disciplined that I think for myself and maybe others, it's off-putting because we don't have that much self-discipline.
You know what? And I brought up something, and thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I brought that up, too, where in regards to – I think there is – I really do believe this. I think there's a version of jealousy with Jalen. Good-looking dude, cool dude, swag, different. Not many people could duplicate that. I genuinely feel there is a sense of – damn, I can't be cool like that guy. And that pisses people off. Now, maybe it's subconscious. I'm not telling you they're just horrible people right from the rip here. But I genuinely believe that Jalen's got – we talked about the aura all day today, right? There's something about the aura, the way he carries himself. He's cool as hell. I think people are jealous that they can't be like that.
I
believe that.
I typically go more on the throwing stuff, but, you know,
yeah,
that's a way to go, I guess.
I genuinely do believe that. It good-looking dude. I really
hey,
believe
it. I'll never deny that, I will say. He is a handsome fella. And, hey, if I could be the quarterback of a Super Bowl-winning team, be handsome, be all that, trust me, I would.
Yeah. Just the way you said it was good. But no, also, with some of the frustration early, though, I kind of tie something there with what Mike was saying, too. The reason why I got angry early in the year, and I remember once I started to make the shift, this was something that was coming up, I knew he had more in him. I knew he had a level of not turning the ball over. I've seen it, and I've seen him do it for so long that part of the reason why I was getting so angry is because I knew that that wasn't the real Jalen. And that was a different frustration from the Nick stuff. For me, at the Nick stuff, I didn't believe there was another element to Nick. And I was wrong. I didn't believe there was another element.
With Jalen, I knew there was a better quarterback in there, so it was two different styles of frustration through the first couple of weeks.
With the Jalen thing and at the beginning of the year, and do not take this as a slight to him whatsoever.
I
wanted him to be the point guard of a great team. And that's what Tom Brady was for, you know, his teams when, you know, they went undefeated and obviously they lost the Super Bowl, but just throughout his years, that's what he was with the Patriots. It's you get the ball into Saquon's hands, you get the ball into AJ's hands, you keep the ball, you keep possession, you don't turn it over. And that's what, after that bye week, he accomplished. And I said right from there, if he's able to do that and transform himself into somebody who protects the football and gets it into his playmaker's hands, like, eventually he was able to do that, and that's why they went on the run that they did. That was because they have a lot of talent on that offense, and he was able to distribute the ball where it needed to be. And that's what a very good quarterback does. That's what some may say elite quarterbacks do. So he's on his way, man. He's there.
No, he's on his way now, guys.
Well, he's on his way to number two.
He's on his way.
To number two.
He's on his way, everybody.
To number two.
Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl champion, two Super Bowls
he
in
did
3
it, man.
Years.
He did it.
He's going to be back next year.
Well, then we can get into top one talks.
Hey, guys, then we can do it.
Patrick Mahomes won 3.
Hey, then we can do it.
Patrick Mahomes won 3 Super Bowls.
He's number one on my list.
That's what I'm saying. Then we can get into top two, top one talks.
Well, why top two? Top two, he should already be in the top two.
Jalen's won 1 Super Bowl, right?
Uh-huh. He's been in 2 and 3 years.
I know.
How many does Aaron Rodgers have?
He also has 1 Super Bowl.
He's one of the best throwers in NFL history.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the best quarterbacks.
If throwing
in NFL
is the only thing that matters, then why doesn't he have 9?
They did choke a lot.
Jalen doesn't choke.
Well, last year didn't go very well, but
look at this guy. I mean, I'm going to have to knock him out. I'm going to have to. You're lucky there's a glass because my elbows are going to start flying. Let's go to Adam. Did I just threaten you? What's up, Adam?
How's it going, Broads?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, I just want to say, like, I'm so glad that you're doing this show today. It's just, you know, it's about time someone sort of done it. And, you know, you look at, you know, where Jalen started in 2020, you know, we knew that, you know, he was good in college, and I know he got benched and what have you, but, you know, he come back and he finished well. And we saw the spark he gave to the team at the end of 2020. And then, you know, 2021, we saw that, you know, that first Atlanta game, he looked great, but obviously they were still, you know, sort of how he was still in rebuild mode, you know? And then, you know, we really saw his potential in the Super Bowl in 2022. You know, we saw that he could be a great quarterback from that performance. Obviously, I know, you know, these last 2 years, they've been, it's just, it must have been hell because he's just been so determined to get back. And I don't know if you've, I imagine you have seen the last unscripted episode.
Yes, oh my gosh.
That was on.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, yeah, his speech was awesome. And I loved that most of the players were like dressed in black. You know, I know like BG had like a Jordan jersey on and Lane was in white, but like, I loved that they were all in black because it was like they were preparing to go to the Chiefs funeral, you know?
Oh yeah.
And it was just, I know, like you're a wrestling guy, and I love wrestling, and I'm just like, you've probably seen all the memes that I'm so glad that they got to finish the story, you know, especially for Jalen, you know, that he got to fight, you know, got his redemption and
yep.
for the team,
and now he's about to be the tribal chief.
Yeah. Why not? Man?
Acknowledge him.
You know,
acknowledge him.
Yeah, and you know what I mean, like. He's, you know, nobody's going to be a perfect quarterback. I know they love to prop, you know, the guys like Josh Allen and we're having Patrick Mahomes and all that. But, you know, Jalen has exposed them, you know, at games. He's beaten them, you know what I mean? He's beaten Burrow. He's beaten Mahomes. He's beaten Josh Allen. He beat Matthew Stafford. I know Matthew Stafford isn't, like, that great, you know, that.
Yeah, but before the game, Adam, the talk was. Yeah.
You know, and he's beaten all these guys, these future so-called future Hall of Famers. He's beaten Aaron Rodgers, but still, you know, the disrespect is going to be out there, and it's just the way it is. But I just love that you're doing this, Boards, and everyone else is just, like, giving all these stupid analysts their receipts because it's, you know, what more has the guy got to do? Like everyone says, he wins. He wins, you know?
All the time. Adam, thank you. That was a great call. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say about the Stafford thing. At the time, I remember, was, well, you're headed into a game against McVay and Stafford, and they're both significantly better than Jalen and Nick Sirianni, so you're at a disadvantage.
disadvantage my ass.
Well, they did almost lose.
Oh, dude.
No, I'm saying they won the game. They almost lost the game.
Unbelievable.
But don't act like it was some blowout.
No, it was a perfectly great game from Jalen Hurts.
Against the Rams.
Against the Rams.
All right. I'll keep my comments to myself on that one. He did not play well in that game.
It was just phenomenal, actually.
He did not play well at all in that game.
He played so elite.
Did not.
He's never had a bad game in his life. That's why we're appreciating him today. Rick and Easton, you're on WIP.
Broge, you're so famous, it takes 2 hours to get busy signals to get through. I just want to let you know that, buddy.
Well, thank you, Rick.
So I got the patience. I'm not giving you this day just by yourself. So real quick, and I think you mentioned most of this. Burrows, Allen, Mahomes, do they have better pocket numbers sometimes? Maybe. Lamar Jackson have better numbers with the flash and the dash? Sure, at times. Let's not forget something. Nick Foles wasn't even in the top 20, 25. He won a ring. Here's a new saying for you. Hurts fits. Hurts fits this system. Good luck beating this system. Burrows can't pull the ball down and take off like Hurts. Allen and Jackson just can't get it done in the playoffs. Hurts outplayed Mahomes the last 3 times he's played him. You know what it reminds me of, Brody? Remember Star Trek, Wrath of Khan? Captain Kirk said to Khan, "You keep missing the target." That's what Hurts is telling Mahomes now. You keep missing the target. Hurts fits. Good luck beating the system. Have a great night, my brother.
Thank you, Rick. You listening, Justin? Star Trek.
Never seen it.
It wasn't my cup of tea either, but I don't know. I'm smiling over here thinking about how great our quarterback is moving forward. And the one thing I'll push back a little bit on, because Hurts is the system.
He's the best, man.
Hurts is the system. It's not this system's great for Hurts or anything, and maybe I'm just being a little tongue-in-cheek here or whatever.
Kobe and Jordan.
Hurts is that. But see, and this is a good way to kind of wrap things up. It's not Jordan and Kobe. It's Jalen Hurts. I'm telling you, we talk about Mamba mentality. We talk about Michael Jordan's mentality. No. There's going to be a new wave of athletes that say, damn, that kid's got that Jalen mentality. That's how wired Jalen Hurts is. And when he comes ready to play, and when he goes out there with the big game and it's staring right at his face, he delivers every time. Every time. He delivers nonstop, 24/7 in big games. Isn't that what the job is? Think about it. There's all these quarterbacks that we name in the top five that can't beat Kansas City in the playoffs. In a divisional round. In a conference championship, they can't beat them earlier in the playoffs than the big dance. Yet our quarterback puts us in a position now, 2 times in 3 years, to beat Kansas City by putting up ridiculous offensive numbers and balling out. And I'm supposed to feel like I don't have a quarterback that can give us sustained success. I'm supposed to feel like I got a quarterback that isn't the second best in the NFL? Because if we were just looking at big games, Jalen's up there behind Pat Mahomes. If it was about big games and shining in big games, quarterback number one, Pat Mahomes. Quarterback number two, Jalen Hurts. So what are we doing here? I'll leave everybody with this. I'm sorry for 5:30 because my Twitter mentions not happy. I did not sing Creed. Didn't even think about it.
I knew you were going to get some crap for that.
I did not think about it. My voice, I don't know if my voice would allow for me to get into Creed.
I'm shocked you didn't want to sing some like Anita Baker or something. Frankie Beverly.
I missed an opportunity.
Come on, it's your boy.
I missed an opportunity to do Anita Baker. Damn it. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for me. Justin Morgenstein, great job producing the show. Not a great job appreciating my quarterback.
I'm reinvigorated by my love of Jalen.
Now, all jokes aside, always love working with you, J-Mo. Phenomenal job, as always. Thank you to all the callers. You guys are tremendous. You are what made this day so special on top of the greatness of our quarterback. Coming up next is Ricky Ricardo, so don't go anywhere. He's got a beautiful show lined up for you. I'm out of here. It's Broads filling in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.